when our grandparents, perhaps even our parents, were growing up, the church had several processions that were included in the liturgy throughout the year, like Corpus Christi is one of the big ones that we remember, many of us. There's only one procession now that is left in the ritual of the church that is considered compulsory, and that is the one that starts Palm Sunday or Passion Sunday, when we come in from the outside of the church with the blessed palms. As I look at what's happening this weekend in our parish, which is very special for our first communicants today at the 8:30 Mass, which is always a little gentler, we have Rivka and Sophie who are going to be making their first communion. Sophie's brother Max took a sickie last night, unfortunately, so we're going to do something special with Max on Thursday night at the Mass of the Lord's Supper, where he'll be making his first communion. So I'm very sad for Max on that occasion, but Thursday will be very special. These children have been, in one sense, in a procession to prepare for their first communion. They have been journeying with their parents and with their teachers, and we have been running classes since the beginning of the year, really, working on reconciliation, on the sacrament of reconciliation and penance, and the sacrament of Holy Communion, the Eucharist. As we look at our life and place these events that the children are experiencing, as we look at our life as adults, we can look back and say that I guess the first procession that we shared in was the procession to the baptismal font, where our parents brought us forward and presented, and that's the word that is used in the liturgy, presented us to be baptised. Some of us, as adults who were baptised, may have made our own way there, but certainly there was a sense of procession there. The next major procession that happens in the life of a Christian in the Catholic tradition would be possibly marriage or ordination to the priesthood, where the bride and the groom enter the church in separate doors normally, but they leave together, and the priest comes in through the main door after he has prostrated himself, goes through the ordination process, and then he leaves as a holy priest of God. The next procession that happens in our life is probably our funeral, where the coffin is here at the foot of the altar, and then it is picked up normally or wheeled and carried in procession from the church to the place of burial. So procession is very much a part of life's journey. We enter into the church, but when we leave, we are different people. Today, we have children who are making their first Holy Communion. They will receive the precious body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. They will leave different people. You may think they're all the same on the outside. They may think it's all the same. They are different. They are in communion. A child brought into the church to be baptised leaves the church as a son or daughter of God. They are different. At our wedding and ordination, we come into the church, but we leave as different people. In marriage, we no longer use the word I, it's we. And then at our death, we leave as a different person because we have begun our eternal journey. So First Communion for these children today is it's a very special moment. My whole strategy with preparing children for the sacraments is to lead them into the Easter event. And that's why we start, as awkward as it is, I know, for some parents right at the beginning of the year, but I need to plug it into Easter. So the next big event that happens if the families are coming along and everybody is invited is actually tomorrow night at the cathedral, when Archbishop Christopher will ask all of the priests gathered around him, all of his priests, to renew their ordination vows. And then he blesses the holy oils that we use through all of the sacraments of the church for this coming year. And then on Thursday, we celebrate in the church the Mass of the Lord's Supper. Now, what is missing in the Passion that you've just heard is actually the Lord's Supper. It doesn't get a mention in the short version, which we've just shared in. If I read the longer version, the Lord's Supper is how the Passion starts. And the words of consecration that I'm going to use in a moment were actually embedded in that Gospel passage. And that's why it is so important in my mind that the children hear those words in their preparation for communion, so that when that event comes as part of the Easter liturgy, it's not the first time that they have really absorbed, "This is my body, this is my blood." So what we do and enact up here in transformation helps transform Rivka and Sophie and Max and the other children this weekend. And then on Friday, of course, we share in the solemn Passion, where we focus through John's Gospel on the death of Jesus. And that leads us into the great solemnity, the cool darkness, if you like, that finishes on a Holy Saturday night at 7 o'clock, when we light the fire out the front of the church, and then we process the sacred fire through the new Easter candle into the church, and then everybody lights their own taper off that candle as the symbol of the great resurrection. So once again, there is another procession there from darkness into light. The liturgy of the church is designed to help us through the elements that we use and the language that we use. It's designed to help us connect with the life, the Passion, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. So everything that we do, that starts from our baptism to our eternal reward as we process out of the church, is connected to what we are about to do in Holy Eucharist here in a moment. I would like to thank the parents and those who have supported the parents and children on their journey to making their first communion. And I hope that you can all reconnect this Easter through the Chrism Mass, through the Mass of the Lord's Supper, through the 3 o'clock Passion on Friday, and then on Holy Saturday night, the Easter Vigil, the great vigil of the resurrection. And also just to support us in our Easter journey at 10:30 on Friday down in the grounds of Marist College, you are all invited to the way that the students down there bring forward the Stations of the Cross. It's very, very beautiful. It's very, very moving. I don't think I have been down there to share in the Passion that the students put on the Stations of the Cross, where I haven't seen a woman cry. There's one particular scene where mother and son are together when the death is enacted that is very, very moving. So I invite you to share that with the students and the staff of Marist on Friday. So it is First Communion. It is Palm Sunday. It is the start of Holy Week. I've given you a few plugs there, a few advertisements, but we have to take every opportunity in 2023 to not be like the crowds that we heard about as I read the procession gospel. Those people who gathered to welcome Jesus into the holy city, Jerusalem, who cheered for him, waving their palms, within hours, they were the ones that also turned around and yelled out, "Crucify him." Don't ever, through the journey and procession of our lives, don't ever let us be the people that turn our back on Jesus.